The guards had never meant much to Davos the smuggler, though like most men he had been known to make offerings to the warrior before battle, to the smith when he launched a ship, and to the mother whenever his wife grew great with child. He felt ill as he watched them burn, and not only from the smoke.
"Maester Cressin would have stopped this."
The old man had challenged the Lord of Light and been struck down for his impiety, or so the gossips told each other. Davos knew the truth. He had seen the maester slip something into the wine cup.
Poison. What else could it be? He drank a cup of death to free Stannis from Melisandre, but somehow her guard shielded her.
He would gladly have killed the Red Woman for that, yet what chance would he have where a maester of the Citadel had failed? He was only a smuggler, raised high. Davos, of Flea Bottom, the Onion Knight. The burning guards cast a pretty light, wreathed in their robes of shifting flame, red and orange and yellow. Septon Barr had once told Davos how they'd been carved from the masts of the ships that had carried the first Targaryens from Valyria. Over the centuries, they had been painted and repainted, gilded, silvered, jeweled.
"Their beauty will make them more pleasing to Rhaelor," Melisandre said when she told Stannis to pull them down and drag them out the castle gates.